So glad he loves me and you. Amen. I think that's a wonderful song to open the service with. God bless you. It's good to have you here this evening. It's good to have our Mountaineers back with us. God bless you guys. Good to have you back. I'm glad you had a good trip. Amen. If you're joining us online, it's good to have you as well. May you just feel the presence of the Lord in this place. Amen. I like to sing 2865 key of G. I've been changed. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I've been changed from the creature that I once was, and redeemed is now my name. Well, I've been changed. I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. And though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I am free. For I was lost in the darkness, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Well, I've been changed. I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. When at last in His presence I stand above, He will wipe every tear from my eyes. I stand above, He will wipe every tear from my eye, and I'll thank Him for giving a wretch like me a new home beyond the sky. Well, I've been changed. Yes, I have been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. His way, all my life, praise God, has. Say it one more time. Well, I've been changed. I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. What a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. If you're in the battle for the Lord and right, just keep on the firing line. And if you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Just keep on the firing line. For there are many dangers that we all must face. If we die of fighting, it is no disgrace. A coward in the service, find no place. So keep on the firing line. For you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you won't win for God and the right, just keep on the firing line. And God will only use a soldier He can trust. Just keep on the firing line. If you wear a crown,
the cross you must. Just keep on the fiery line. For life is but to lay before the Master dear. Help to banish evil and to spread good cheer. Great you'll be rewarded for your service here. So keep on the fiery line. Souls and we have helped to win, leading them to Jesus from the paths of sin. With the shout of welcome, we will all march in. So keep on the fiery line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run or even lag behind. Win for God and the right. Just keep on the firing line. Oh, you must fight, be brave against all evil. Never run nor even lag behind. If you would win God and the right, just keep on that fire. Sing it again.
Thank him tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that chorus. Thank God I am free. Thank God I am free. Free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. So glad that I found out he could bring me out, show me the way. First verse. For a long time I traveled down a long lonely road. My heart was so heavy, sin I sank low. Heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he could bring me out through his saving power. I'll sing it tonight. Thank God I am free. Oh yes, I'm free from this world. Blood of Jesus, been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved. Oh, I'm saved by his wonderful grace.
I'm so glad that I found out He could bring me out, show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's just taken its flight. Like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Like the poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out could bring me out through His holy name. Yes, thank God I am free. Oh, I'm free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus, been born
you glad for that tonight? Amen. I'm so glad I'm free tonight. As we get ready to go to prayer, let's sing that chorus. We are the generation.
We are the generation. We're the culmination, the final voice the world will hear. The coming of the Lord is near. Living out the revelation, overcoming sin's temptation. The truth will go to every tongue and nation. For we are the chosen generation. Yes, we are the generation. We're the culmination, final voice the world will hear. Coming of the Lord is near. Living out the revelation, overcoming sin's temptation. Truth will go to every tongue and nation. For we are the chosen generation.
Amen. I want to go to prayer. I want to pray for Richard and Mary Smith. She's doing better, but still needs prayer. Complete recovery. That's from Brother John Reynolds. We want to pray for Benjamin David. He was in a bad car accident. He lived, but the first responders said that he should have died. So we want to remember this need. We thank the Lord that he lives. Please pray for ongoing recovery. Also, we want to remember Sister Chanel and the family. They got stuck in traffic coming into church. It's due to an accident, so I think they had to turn around and go home. So we just want to pray that the Lord would just be with them. And probably going to be listening into the service this evening. Sophie Godwin, she broke her leg, so we want to pray for her. Saw a picture of her in her cast, poor little thing, so we just want to pray for her Angela Pritchard's brother. He's going in for a serious biopsy, so we want to pray for that need. Brother Keith, amen. We will continue to lift him up in prayer. Brother Barry's telling me they weren't able to empty the fluid out of his body, so he's just in a lot of discomfort, so we want to lift him up. The Crosses are going, or are in Michigan, and I think Brother Matt is leaving this weekend to join his family, so we'll lift him up in prayer. And then Brother Mike Pritchard, his mother as well, not doing well. And as we know, Brother Bill Walter's father passed away this last week, and they're going to be heading to Florida for the funeral. So just pray, Lord, just be with them and during this time of grieving. Amen. If you have a need on your heart, just raise your hand. As we go to our Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm so glad tonight, Lord, that we are the generation, Lord, that you've chosen, Lord, to see us through. Lord, we just read these many needs, Lord. But first off, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you have done for us, Lord, in the good and the bad. Thank you for what you've done for my family. What you continue to do, Lord. You're just a gracious God. Lord, we want to be sure when all others turn away, Lord. We want to turn back and give you all the thanks. We praise you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord Jesus. Lord, there's many here tonight. Just have needs on their hearts, Lord, special needs close to them. Lord, I've read a number of requests, Father, each one just crying out to you, Lord, that you would just come on the scene. And Lord, we just ask you just come in a special way, Lord. Speak to our hearts. Lord, we give you the glory, give you the honor, for you're worthy, Lord, and we thank you for answered prayer. Just pray you take the brother that's going to be coming, Brother James, speaking tonight, Lord, from Africa. Lord, you just remove him out of the way, and you'd speak to our hearts, Lord. Lord, you know what we have need of this evening, and that's why we've gathered, Lord. We just come just to draw closer to you, Lord, just to draw more and more from you, Lord. And Lord, I know you got something special for me. You got something special for each one that is sitting here, Lord, tonight. And those that have joined us online, Lord, I know you haven't forgotten about them. Just because they're not in service, Lord, they're just a part of us as if they were sitting here. So, Lord, we just ask that you go to their homes, wherever they may be, Lord, and that as they would hear just the preaching of the word, Lord, may they be encouraged by tonight, Father. We just give you thanks. We give you glory, give you honor, commit the service to you. May your perfect will be accomplished tonight. In your precious holy name we pray. Amen. Why don't you turn around, shake hands with one another? So the best thing you can say is God bless you. As you're seated, let's sing this.
God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine.
Glad you can lead yourself.
Do not fear, he will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. God is good all the time. He puts a song. Through the shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, yes, so unworthy. Yet for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit so we can stand and testify. If you're walking all through the valley and there are shadows all around, well, do not fear, for He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound, for He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is good, my God is good. Yes, all the time He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. Oh, all the time we were sinners. Oh, we were sinners. Yes, so unworthy. Yet for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit so we can stand and testify that His love, it's everlasting, and His mercies, they will never end. My God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Amen. Amen. We'll have the brothers come and we'll take the tithes and offering as they come. Let's just sing that chorus again. My God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good.
Father, we're just so thankful once again to be here tonight. Lord, we ask that You would be with us part of our worship, be with the gift and the giver tonight. Once again, ask that You would be with the minister as He brings forth Your word. Just draw us closer to You. Lord, we thank You. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. As we get ready to turn the service to Brother Barry, let's sing that chorus. My Jesus knows just what I need. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh, yes, He knows just what I need. He satisfies
satisfies, and every need He supplies. Yes, He knows just what I need. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh, yes, He knows just what I need. He satisfies.
Believe that He knows what you have need of, even before you ask. I do. And I believe He knows what we have need of tonight in coming to service, even before we would ask. And I'm counting on that tonight. We're just honored tonight to have Brother James Vunabundi here from Uganda. And Brother James is an elder, a very respected elder in the country of Uganda, and has done great work there and is continuing to do great work. He came in when he purchased a little tract that Brother Harold Hildebrand had put out in Uganda, and he picked it up in the marketplace and read this little passage in it about water baptism, and found somebody who was not a believer to baptize him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said it may have looked funny, but it was biblical. And that's where he began in 1980. And now there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of churches in that part of Uganda. And a lot of it has to do with the work that he's done in that part of the world. And we're very excited to have him today. He's come to the country to visit some churches, but he wanted to have HBT on his schedule. And working with Brother Tim Hayton, we got him here tonight, and we're just honored to do that. We have been involved in getting Bibles to Brother James and sending him resources to buy Bibles for people, because many of them have never, ever had Bibles. And maybe even at the end of the service, I'll show you one of the churches there, because you wouldn't believe it. The churches that are over there that have absolutely nothing. And we're just honored to be able to play a part in that. And no one else has been able over the years to supply them with Bibles. So we've been doing that. And I'm just so excited. I'm sorry, I just ran out of hours today. But Brother Aaron Nangamaza is over in Ethiopia today. And he went down to the Bible Society and bought Bibles for the believers in Ethiopia and brought them to them. And they were just absolutely so excited to be able to get them. He leaves tomorrow and he goes down to Zimbabwe, and he's going to be purchasing Bibles for them, visiting his family. Then he's going to South Africa, and he's going to be supplying Bibles for them as well. And so we're just really excited to be playing a small part. And it's not just one person's effort or one church's effort. It's a lot of efforts that go on. But I've told people a lot over the last little while, we have one goal, we have one motive, we have one thing on our hearts, and that is to help find the last seed, because we need to get out of here before the whole thing is blown to pieces, and we just need to get on the road. So we're excited about that, and having Brother James with us tonight. Now, I just want to say, Sister Katie, we're glad to have you back. Sister Doucette, it's an honor to have you back with us tonight. God bless you. I know your burden is great, and we're just honored to have you with us tonight. Appreciate that, you being here. And the Happy Harvels are back here, and they're in their rightful spot. And God bless you. Good to have you back. And the Britons, and each and every one, Brother Steve. Brother Steve brought Brother James over tonight. We appreciate that, Brother Steve, and appreciate you. Sister Ruth, good to have you here with the family. God bless you. Always a blessing to have you back where you belong. I mean back with us for a short visit. So God bless you. And it's just good on a Wednesday night just to get together and just have a little time of refreshing and just being able to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And that's just wonderful. So let's stand to our feet, and we're not going to prolong things anymore here. Let's sing that little chorus, Have Your Way. And we have the little fellowship tomorrow night. I guess most people are aware of that, right? And we're going to have a baptism on Sunday again. And we had a little break, but we're going to have another baptism on Sunday. So we're excited about that. So let's sing Have Your Way. Welcome, Brother James, to the pulpit. He's no stranger to ministry. He's new here, so make him feel welcome. And we just want to let the Lord have his way, because I believe the Lord cares about what we have need of tonight, even though he doesn't know you, you don't know him, but we have one in common who knows exactly what's going on in our lives. Have your way.
Bless you, church. Yeah, sit down for a little while. Yeah, the pastor says that you welcome me, and that will make me happy. True, I am new to you, and you are new to me, but once we were together, amen, before the foundation of the world, from the same rock. So as time progressed, one piece fell in Africa, and another piece fell here. But God knew that one time we will meet and say hello to one another before that day comes. Amen. So I'm glad that we have met. Let him have his way. Amen. So I bring greetings from Uganda, and most especially in the western part. Uganda is a small country, but heavily populated. I think North Carolina is bigger than Uganda, but we have a population of 49 million. But the good thing is, there is the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. The pastor have given nearly my testimony. It is true, in 1980, I was just passing by and I saw a paper and I read, as I said. And I got a friend, a non-believer, and he said, come on, to where we always go to swim. This time, I want you to baptize me. It looked funny, but I was serious. And he did it. From then to date, on our mailing list, we have 300 and something churches. that come to pick the message books. We are supported by Edmonton Church. First was Brother Harold. To me, he's my spiritual father. And it is good when he went ahead of us, the one who is in his shoes carried the same vision. Because we translate at least 10 message titles every year. Since 2006, every year we produce 10,000 copies, supported by Edmonton Church. So I thank God for your pastor. You see, there is something particular about him. I have never met him, but I knew him from somebody who knew our needs. Because though we have message books and other support, we don't have Bibles. And when I expressed the need, then that friend said, I know one person who specializes in that need. And his name was given to me. When I texted him, he never objected. And it was, what a trust. He trusted me and sent the funds and we bought the Bibles. But it was a drop in the ocean. You see, you people here, you don't know probably how valuable a Bible is to some person. You have every type you need, you have on the internet and everywhere. Once I showed him a picture of people I gave Bibles and they were jumping. Jumping, and to them it was a miracle. So we bought those Bibles and we distributed. But we still need Bibles. Yes, even some other message books. We need them. And when I was making this trip, really it was my desire to meet the very person who gave us the Bibles. And I met him in the office, and I said, these have made my trip. And it is true. So thank you for being behind his ministry, the ministry. And thank you for being there. I was telling him that we really need more Bibles, even in the thousands. Because I didn't tell you, but in August, there is a church we are going to dedicate. And we are going to meet hundreds of believers. But let me tell you, nearly three quarters of those people don't have Bibles. But we look to the Lord. You know, he has his ways to provide. I always believe, and it is true, that between you and your blessing, there is only one person. When you meet that person, when that person arrives into your life, then your Boaz is just on the corner. You just need only one person to unlock your blessing. So that is the short testimony I can give you in this short time, because I feel this is not the last time I will be here. And You are curious about what this Ugandan is going to speak. What I assure you, I'm not nervous. I know what I'm going to speak. But I won't preach. I want to, like, talk. Because my language, I was telling the brothers that I don't know whose accent is complicated, yours or mine. But I would like to say mine is not complicated because I understand it. But we believe the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
In my talk, not preaching, in my talk, what he wants you to hear, you will hear.
Amen.
Now my sharing today is about solving a problem. God's rewarding system. But I will be majoring on an assignment. Assignment. Then my scriptural reading will be in Revelation chapter 5. We can read from the first verse, the second, up to the fifth, and we see. Let us read in the name of Jesus. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writings on both sides and sealed with the seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. I wept. And wept because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has triumphed. He's able to open the scroll and its seven seals."
Amen.
Jesus. Everyone that has strength can turn the pages of the Bible. But only you and you alone holds the revelation. And it is only the bride that has the ability to read between the lines. We assemble here in your presence, Lord, ready to hear from you. May you anoint the ears that are going to hear. Lord, as I lend you my tongue and my body, use it for glory of your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks. Amen. You can sit down. Now, as I announced that is solving a problem, but basing on assignment. Because you solve a problem if it is in your assignment. Brother Branham was asked a question. It was dealt with on 12th January 61, question 109, and it was, how does one know their rightful position in the body of Christ? Then he starts to answer and says, that's a good one. You see, brothers, brethren, it is one thing to be a Christian. You are a Christian by default. But it is another thing to know your position in the body of Jesus Christ. That would be a kind of a question among many of us here tonight. How do you rightfully know what a position, what in Christ, what a part in Christ do I play? You see, it is good to know who you are. Because Brother Branham again, one time said, I have discovered a big curse. You see, a curse is not an African thing. He says, I have discovered what a big curse is. The worst curse is for the children of God not to know who they are. Because when you don't know what who you are, you even don't know what your rights are. You even don't know where to lay a claim because you don't know what belongs to you. Of course, there are many things I'm going to jump. Now, as we gather here this evening, we all know that you cannot be everywhere in the Bible. You are not everywhere in the Bible. You are somewhere. You are not a fresh virgin. You are not among the 144. You are not a tear. You are a bride. Amen. Yet a foolish virgin has his specific anointing that makes her what she is. And the tear has his specific anointing. And the bride has her own specific anointing. When you move in an anointing that is not yours, you are courting trouble. Because it will never do you any good. So, being a foolish virgin has its own assignment. The 144 have their own assignment. And each one has his anointing. You know, Brother Branham spoke again about the five musts in order for the commission to be fulfilled. It must be, it must be, it must be, it must be. Now, there are three or four things that are important in your life. Three most important things in your life. One, the Holy Spirit. That invisible Jesus in you, the only person you have to obey, because you depend on him to show you your assignment. He is the only confidant that will never fail you. The only somebody who is not changed on about what he hears from you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. No one is going to convince him that, you see, change your attitude toward so and so. He loved you before the foundation of the world. He weighed everything about you. And he called you, he justified you, and he will glorify you. Amen. Salvation belongs to him. Amen. And he who started a good work will finish it. Amen. Number two, which seed are you? Because you are a walking seed factory. But which seed are you? In the parable of the sower, there is a mystery there. We are not going to the other seeds that fell on the ground, that fell on the whatever. We are going on the seed that fell in good ground. The whole ground was good. The atmosphere was the same, but the yield was different. Because some yielded 100. Others were meant to yield 30, and they are already mature. Others were meant to yield 60, and they were already mature. A 30-fold seed, no matter how much it cracks its head, it cannot add a 31st. Yet, a 100-fold seed, if it is on 70, that means it is double 30 plus 10, it is still unutilized. In the church, we cannot be on the same level. As we sit here, some are 30, others are 60, others are 100. You need to realize your potential and know that what you miss, somebody has it for you. Somebody is carrying your blessing. Somebody is having what you don't have. Number three, your assignment. The reason for your existence. The problem you were created to solve. The sycamore tree never understood itself until one day when Jesus was to pass that way. That day was business as usual, but on the corner came a crowd of people, but ahead of them was a short man called Zacchaeus. Jesus was coming that way, and that short man really wanted to see Jesus. That tree which one day accommodated birds that came and nested in its branches, that tree that once gave a shadow to maybe a weary traveler, but that was not its assignment. That morning, Zacchaeus came running. He wanted to see Jesus. Then he climbed into that tree. Look, Jesus had never met Zacchaeus, but he knew where Zacchaeus was. Look at Jesus coming and standing under the tree and looking up. Zacchaeus, come down. Because I have an appointment with you. Today, I will dine with you. That tree was there, was known before the foundation of the world, because a seed of Abraham that needs deliverance will be in its branches. Another morning, one African was in Jerusalem. I don't think that Simon had gone there to carry the cross of Jesus. I don't think that it was in his mind. But there are certain things that meet you because you are in the right place at the right time. That morning, he was walking. Probably he was a tourist. I don't know. Then a crowd was coming ahead. He was facing a crowd. They behaved crazy. And escorting a certain man who was carrying a cross. And you know who that man was? The man who had spent the whole night crisscrossing to the authorities. He really had a rough night. And by the morning, by the principles of the body, he was really very tired. But mercilessly, he was carrying a heavy cross. And as a human being, it was bearing its toll on him. I don't know how many times he stumbled. But look at the soldier saying, okay, you African, carry the cross. You see, in military circles, you don't question. You carry orders. The man carries the cross. Helps our master, helps our savior. Takes the cross to the place. That was his assignment that was waiting for him before the foundation of the world. From then, we never hear about him any longer. He finished what he was created for. Jesus is on the cross. All he knew had run away. Even the apostles had gone. He was mocked by everybody. But finally, he gives up the spirit. It is finished. The body is on the cross. Who will bury him? Though Peter had the keys of the kingdom, the assignment of getting Jesus off the cross didn't belong to him. Peter was of a caliber where he cannot knock on the door of the governor. Let me say he was a lower caste. To approach the governor's door, it is simple. Get off your shoes. Remove the belt. Sit down. Go to the cells. But Jesus' body is hanging on the cross. Thank God we have silent believers. There came Joseph of Arimathea. He could not hide any longer. And he was of the same caliber with the governor. He's of the same status. When he comes, the soldiers does not question, they open for him. Even if the governor is in the showers, they say, the big man is around. And the governor would come even in towels. Joseph comes and says, I want the body. Hey, governor, you are one of his? I want the body. Okay, sit here. Get a glass of water. I'm sending a soldier. Let him go and check if he is dead. They would not do that for Peter. No. The soldier goes and comes and reports he is dead. Okay, you can have the body. That was Joseph's assignment. So tonight, what is your assignment? That is a question you have to ask yourself. Yes, you are the bread of Jesus Christ. That is general. You see, when God moves in the anointing, on a feminine anointing, let me say it like this. God is both female and male. But he's not hermaphrodite. When he moves in the feminine anointing, we are all the bride. He is a bride. The lady there is a bride. That's when God moves in a feminine anointing. But now when he moves in a masculine anointing, he chooses some to be prophets, others to be apostles, others to be teachers, others to be pastors. That you are a man and a believer does not mean that you qualify to be in a ministry. I hope you hear me correctly. That you are a man does not qualify you to be a minister. But still, you have an assignment. Look here, as I'm standing here, this microphone here is solving a problem. This thing here is solving a problem. The chairs here are solving a problem. If they would speak, they would say, okay, we are here to let the children of God come and sit comfortably and worship their God. The lightings here are solving a specific problem. What about you? What is your assignment in the economy of God? You don't come here to warm the chairs and go back and... No. You were called to solve a specific problem. Your significance is decided by the problem you solve. Until somebody has a problem, you are completely unnecessary. Brother Branham says, you know, I love quoting, and I am not going to say sorry that I quote. That I assure you. So, Brother Branham says, the greatest thrill I have is living for others. Because that's what life is. That's what makes life real. It is not what you can do or accomplish for yourself, but what you can do for others. Amen. Then Brother Branham goes on to say, in fact, it is in the Seven Church, Theatrian Church Age. It reads, I know your service. He that is the greatest of all is the servant to all. A wise man commented on that saying, and here is what he said. Only history will prove the truth of that dictum. And that man was right. All the truly great men of history have been servants. They who demanded to be served, and they who oppressed, they who sought to always be at the head, have gone down in shame. Even the very rich are condemned by God when they have not used their wealth right. But look into history, and you will find that the truly great were those who served others. History can never acclaim those whom much was done, but you will forever praise those who did much for others. Now, let us apply that to ourselves. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, so we are to follow that example. See him as he bows himself over the feet of the apostles and washes their tired and dirty feet. He said, "You don't know now what I'm doing, but you'll know hereafter. But what you see me doing, you ought also to do." He became a servant in order that God could elevate him to the highest heights. And one day, in the judgment of the saints, we are going to hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." It is hard to be always a servant. But those who spend and are spent for others will one day be seated with him in his throne. And it will be worth it all. Then, let us labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk all of his wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over and our work on earth is done and the road is called up yonder, we will be there. Yes, until somebody has a problem, you are unnecessary. Remember Daniel and King Belshazzar. Remember Joseph in Egypt. It was not until there was a problem that their potential was realized. And when it was realized and it was called into use, they served a specific problem. You may be wondering why you are not blessed. By the way, what is a blessing? A blessing is not how much money you have on the account. It is not how much property you own. A blessing is that part of God in you, which God presses in you. Because once it is in you, it will override every situation. So you may be wondering why you are not blessed. You may be wondering why it looks that you are hitting something you cannot even understand. Simple, the answer would be, you are not in your assignment. Only what you need to know is move in your assignment. Because your assignment may even be geographical. You are here, but you don't belong there. Brother Branham knew that he will never excel unless he moves west. Your assignment may be to just one person. Your assignment, you just move to your assignment, then things will be clear. You see, look here. Look at David. David, if he had not gone to the front line that day, he would have died a shepherd boy. But that morning, when the father said, "Son, I'm sending you to the front line," your brothers are there. You just take some food and go and see how they are faring. David goes, just a good boy. But destiny was taking him to the assignment. He reaches there. He finds there a problem. That was a real problem for the whole nation for 40 days. Look, when Goliath would stand up and say, come on, you give me my match. He wanted Saul. Because the Bible says that Saul, King Saul, he was shoulder high to every Israelite. In other words, Saul was a giant in the Israelites' ranks. So when Goliath was challenging, he meant it. Give me my match. Come on, if I overcome him, then you become our servants. If vice versa, then we become your servants. And it was a real problem. So David comes, you know the story. As he hands over the items, then Goliath, you know the story. Then something in David now is activated. Did I hear right? It looks that a man is blaspheming. Did I hear right? Look at the brother of David comes and says, you now, I know you. You came to watch the battle, Do you know what we learn there? As a Christian, not every battle comes your way is worth fighting. Stop fighting unnecessary battles. To some, you click ignore. That's what maturity is all about. To know which battle to fight and to know which battle to ignore. The Bible says David ignored him. He went ahead, said, come on, somebody tell me, did I hear right? Yeah, you heard right. We have been having that problem for 40 days. Now, if I go and solve that problem, how do I profit? Yeah, the profit is there. Your tribe will be tax exempted. Then you will be the son-in-law of the king. Plus. Oh, yes, this is worth fighting for. I will face it. Never fear a problem. When God wants to promote you, he sends you a problem to solve. When God wants to raise you from one dimension to another, he sends you a problem to solve. So a problem before you is a divine announcement that your today is finished and your tomorrow is waiting for you. A problem is not a war. It is simply a door of opportunity. If you could only know how to unlock it. God sends you a problem wrapped in a certain way. You use wisdom to unwrap that package. As I'm winding, think about you being the bread of Jesus Christ. What is your assignment? What a problem were you brought into the church to solve? You are pastor here. I have been pastoring for now 45 years. He has a lot of problems. So he doesn't need more. He expects you to ease the work for him. So you are not expected to come here to cause more problems. But to solve problems. Why do you see something? This thing does not look right. You are the right person to solve it. Because you are the one who saw it. So look around. Look around the environment of the church. You mean you don't see a problem? If you don't see a problem, then you are the problem. Yes. What is your assignment? What is your assignment? Let us pray. Friend Jesus, we thank you for you came and solved the problem of sin. When you said it is finished, it is finished. But as we sit in your presence tonight, brothers and sisters, let us ask ourselves a question. What is my assignment? Where do I fall in the body of Jesus Christ? Let the visitation of the Holy Spirit from now onwards click into our inner souls. And by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we be led to our assignment. Lord, I bless this congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost forever be with them. Bless the pastor for opening the door for the ministry. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ forever cover us as we wait for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We lift you up. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Let's stand to our feet tonight. It's not in trying, but in trusting. It's not in running, but in resting. It's not in wandering, but in praying, that we find the strength of the Lord. His word. He's a great.
trust in me.
Sing it again now.
How great is our God. How great is His word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard.
And He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea.
Trust in me.
Hallelujah. You know, it's really, really important to know what your assignment is. And your assignment, the instructions don't always come just really quickly. They don't always come just overnight. Sometimes it takes years and years for you to find that place and to know that this is the place. And when you have that confidence that you're in the place and you know the purpose of God, you act in faith. You act in faith much more easily than when you're guessing and probing and wondering. And it's a wonderful thing to know your place. It's a wonderful thing to know your assignment. I was reading today, it was interesting, I was reading today that D.L. Moody was at a point in his life where he was just kind of discouraged and things were just kind of going along normal in Chicago. And you know, he'd labored there a long time, and he decided, I'm gonna go take a rest. I'm gonna go take a break. And so he got on a boat and sailed to Dublin, Ireland. And he said, I'm just gonna go to a different place, and I'm just gonna enjoy a quiet time. Nobody knows I'm there, and just gonna spend some time with my family and just be there alone. What he didn't know was that the people in Ireland were praying for revival. They had been praying and fasting and waiting for revival. And all of a sudden, someone found out that D.L. Moody had gotten off the boat, and they invited him to come and said, would you just come and speak to the church one night? And he did. Sparked a revival in Ireland, and he wound up preaching, I think, a dozen times there in the city. And, you know, it's a problem. They've got a problem over in Ireland, right? And have no way to answer that problem, no way to solve it. But God's got something moving over here.
Amen.
And the very best thing you can do is just give your problems to God. Amen. Right? Don't own your problems, but to take them and just give them to God, because He's got a D.L. Moody on the way. And you don't even know that, right? He's got a solution that's on the way. And I'm so grateful that we serve a God like that, who understands and knows just exactly what we have need of. I believe that with all my heart. So we should sing. Give us the key of F there, I think it is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God. Every praise, yes. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. And every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God, my Savior.
my deliverer. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I go to the rock
of my salvation. I go to the storm that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. Earth all around me is sinking sand. Christ, a solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. A solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, go to the rock.
What is it we're saying? Jesus, we're depending on you.
Yes, Jesus, we're depending on you. Depending on you, depending on you to see us through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Yes, Jesus, we're depending on you. Depending on you to see us through. Oh, Jesus,
we're
depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Yes, Jesus, we're depending on you. Depending on you to see us through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. Singing Jesus, we're depending on you. Yes, Jesus, we're depending on you. Depending on you to see us through.
Praise the Lord. I know I am. I know I am, because I have lots of problems. Now it's official. I got lots of problems. I do, and I can tell you all their names, too. But I'm grateful that Brother James also said, never fear a problem. Never fear a problem. Boy, that's really a comfort, because the more problems you have, it's a more important thing for you to know that you don't have to fear any of them. None of them are going to take you out. None of them are going to take you out. He's got it all under control. Do you believe that? Order my steps in your word, dear Lord.
Lead me, guide me every day. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps in your word. Please order my steps in your word. Want to walk worthy according to your word. Please order my steps, Lord, and I'll do your blessed will. The world is ever changed. Still the same.
If we'll
order my steps, I'll praise your name.
Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that not only do you order our steps, but Lord, you ordain solutions for us wherever those steps take us.
You always have an answer, Lord, and you always have a solution. There's never a problem that overtakes you, never a problem that overwhelms you. And so, Lord Jesus, we're grateful for your involvement in our lives and the manner in which, Lord, you deal with us. May we be a confident people, knowing, Lord, that your presence is an ever-abiding presence. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we would be remiss if we didn't draw from that great resource that follows us. And I pray now that you would minister, Lord, to the hearts of your people that are gathered here tonight. I pray that you would help us, Lord, and I pray that you would lead us and guide us through the balance of our week. And I pray especially, Lord, for those that need healing tonight. And we think, Lord, of Sister Angela Pritchard and her brother, and Lord, the suffering that he's endured. I just commit him into your hands now. Pray, dear God, that you would be merciful to him. And each and every need, each and every soul, Lord, that is reaching out to you this evening, Lord, we want to place them into your hands. You're a God of answers. You're a God who cares. And I know, Lord Jesus, that you're always interested in having your bride in the right place at the right time. So have your way now, we pray, as we commit our time into your hands this evening, Lord. We commit it all to you and give you glory and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Brother James, it's been an honor to have you, and may the Lord bless you and prosper your journey. And Lord willing, we sometime we'd love to have you come back and be able to spend some time with us here. So may God bless you all tonight. And it's an honor to be able to serve with you and to be able to walk with you in this life. And don't say that lightly. I appreciate each and every one of you. Let's sing that little chorus, "I Feel Like Going On," as you go tonight. God bless you. And fellowship one with another there. Good to have all of you back here tonight. And for those Canadians that are here, Happy Dominion Day yesterday. Happy Dominion Day. Sing it as you go tonight. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials come, they come on every hand. I feel like going on.
Yes, I
feel like going on. I feel like going on. The trials come, they come on every hand. I feel like going on. Yes, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come, they come on every hand. I feel like going on. Thank you.
Thank you.